This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America via our GCN Live Radio Network. Many, 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 many leading independent stations all across the country carrying us right now. And if you want to carry us, all you got to do is tell your local station, hey, GCN2, the Captain's America Third Watch, get it? We want it. There you go. Located at one of our nation's military bases all around the world. We've got many of our military men and women listening to us, too. And thank you for the great job you're doing keeping America free and safe. Plus to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, too. Thanks for your great service to America. Don't forget, check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, my co-host tonight with me, again, is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And we are joined by our prayer intercessor, Ms. Rosemary. And good morning.
Good morning to both of you.
Yay.
Yay, yeah. We've got a showers of blessing tonight. And so, Kyle, you're right in on this one. That's good. I did not pre-announce this because I wasn't certain I could do it. Some of you, if you're new, I have to explain, I actually spent uninterrupted 3 full hours of prayer over you all before it so that there, sometimes it takes a little more because there's more needs. Okay, this is not one where I name everybody, but that'll come later. I have 2 pages of names. We'll do that later. But anyway, let me say a couple of things first, if I can. First of all, God bless both of you, by the way, for the wonderful, the way you've worked together this week and all the information you've given us and just everything. God bless you both. Okay, there are 2 requests, though, I do have. They're personal. They're veterans in Georgia. And Johnny is one name. And Roberta is another. They live in Georgia, and they are veterans, and they wanted, I told them I would, actually I'm late in getting these names out. And so you're being prayed for, both of you. And this is a team. And by the way, did you hear about the captain, both of you talking about Moss Nissan? You might want to think about that, because you're both veterans. And he'll tell you about the good car deals. I mean, it's a Christian place, and I'm telling you. Okay. And then Flip, what I wanted to tell you, something good here. Hey, guess what? My music's back on. No more Christmas music. I hate to say this, but the first song I heard was Confidence, the Giants. That was the first song Flip and I, my radio dancing partner, ever kind of danced to. So Flip will be dancing again.
You should have seen what he sent me.
Well, yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, the guy's shoveling snow, couldn't stand up doing it.
No. Hey, those were the days, Captain, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want that again. I don't want that again. I got a little cold. Oh, well, we're not going to get into that. So anyway, but all of you people, you know who you are. I always end up crying because I so love you guys. I mean, you guys and gals, you could be listening to any show, and here you are. And by the way, yes, every one of you, your names, I hear you flipping there, that you will
that's
be.
That's flipping all the noise.
flipping. Flip, you're cute. We're going to dance again to the facing, we're going to face our giants with confidence. Anyway, I have a little prayer, pre-prayed, which I thought I'd put over you all tonight in a minute. But first of all, remember when I'm so anxious to name all the people. I've got 2 pages right here, but I can't do it tonight. So just know who you are. I've added a couple to it. I know Picasso was one, and there was another I can't think of. But wherever you are, just know, and I give you my word on this, because I wasn't sure I could do it. It's been kind of a heavy-duty week here for me. But Once I started without any interruptions, I went through three. I was shocked myself. I missed the actual first part of the show. I was praying so hard. I had turned my radio off and just really prayed. And I just want y'all to know that, so you're already prayed over. I don't have to, although I'm going to leave you with a little prayer, okay? But you already prayed over. It's done. That means accept the blessings. I only do one of these a week, and then I do one. Well, I do two. Come to the captain. We had to do split that into two. I forgot. Because normally, and we're doing this on Friday, so I can't. But I've got a couple pages of names because you're so loyal every night. I feel you deserve kind of special shout-outs. So, Johnny Roberta in Georgia, you are prayed over. You've been prayed over. And you're in my little basket. And Miss Beulah knows about my little basket. Yeah, it's on overload, but that's all right. Okay. And again, I just want to say to Kyle, Kyle Warren and to Captain, how they work together and all the information they've given us this week and all the help you guys have given, special really blessing to both of you. Because I know, and it's got to be hard getting everybody together. I don't know how you do this on the phones, but you just professionals for sure. And Kyle, you've never been in on one of these personally, so whatever your needs are with your family or anything, you will be blessed mightily, I promise you. And when I say that I prayed for 3 hours, God would get me if I lied. I have prayed over you all. So everybody online right now, I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in America, where you are, you're overseas, wherever you are, if you're listening right now, you've been mightily prayed for. So start asking God what you need, and he will certainly supply that need. Let me end it with this little prayer. Heavenly Father, along the path of life, be my guide. As I rejoice and as I sorrow, let me find your love and light. Let me see your beauty in joyful times. Let me feel your serenity when I struggle. Let me know your peace, that I may walk in the comfort of your divine protection now and forever. Amen. That prayer is for every one of you and for our President Donald Trump, the United States of America, and to our Vice President, who have a job I wouldn't take if you paid me more than, you couldn't pay me enough. So God bless you all, and that hedge of protection we're going to keep around all of you all. Don't forget, there is a God that is mightier. You know, we're in an evil, a supernatural evil versus good, but good always wins. Captain, okay. Thank you. God bless you all, and God bless America. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And it's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. And we got a dash, and Kyle will be right back. And, folks, if you want to give us a call, Kathy's going to give you the telephone line to call all across America, toll-free. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and by the way, this portion of the program, go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that big USCCA logo link that's right there, because when you do that, you're going to get an opportunity to win, number one, a free gun. Number two, you're also going to get a chance to benefit with $474 worth of free stuff by signing up and becoming a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's how it works. All righty. Kyle Warren is with me, my guest host tonight. Say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay. You ready for a phone call?
I sure am.
Okay. We've got our good friend Nelson up in Jasper listening to us on FM News Talk 107.5. Good morning, Nelson.
Yes, well, good morning, Captain, and I want to say hello to Carl, our
Kyle.
Professor of politics. I've been listening to him for a long time, and finally we get a chance to have him one-on-one.
Absolutely, yeah, nice to meet you, Nelson.
Yeah, same here. I want to throw a mud ball into the question here on the budget, but first I wanted to say that, like, when I go to a restaurant now that the government is closed down, I ask people, just at random, I will ask them one question, that is, have you had any diminution of your services from the government? And obviously they're all going to say no. I hope I'm asking them and opening their eyes. I don't know that I am, but I might possibly be doing so. But here's the mud ball. At the end of this Congress, all the bills that are not passed, all appointments or nominations that have had committee hearings and all that, they're dead. They have to reopen it with
right.
new Congress.
You're right.
So when we have the new Congress that comes in, there will be no bill on the budget that we're talking about now. it will have to start with committee hearings and all of that.
That's right.
And no one is talking about that. And I just wanted to...
They don't want to scare you, Nelson.
That's right. So I thought that I ought to interject that now and get that into the conversation.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nelson. And I got a couple more callers, but have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay. So that's Nelson. So, Kyle, answer that real quickly. I do know that. And by the way, they are going to bring up a bunch of stuff that they didn't get passed through again, all over again. I know they do that in Florida regularly.
Oh, yeah, and that's one of the reasons I think the Democrats are sort of happy to have this shutdown to a great degree, because they know that they can go back to square one. They can start all over. And so, in other words, it's not just, well, everything is taken care of. We're just arguing about the wall funding, the $5 billion. If we can get to that, then everything will just be fine the way that it is already. No, they talk about resistance. We haven't seen anything yet. After Nancy Pelosi gets the gavel and Maxine Waters
Chairperson. All hell's going to break loose, believe me when I tell you. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
I'm calling because I think that we aren't mentioning something that is very apparent. The reason we're in this mess is because the previous Congress was very ineffective, specifically Paul Ryan. They sat there for 2 years and let nothing get done. They knew about this problem for 2 years and they did nothing. And now they think, surprise, surprise, we're going to have a problem with the Democrats.
Okay, well, let's address that, and thank you very much for your comment, Ruth. Thank you very much. Okay, now, Kyle, that is true. Paul Ryan is a rhino. We all know that. Paul Ryan was supposed to be working with the president. We all know that. He tried to a certain degree, I suppose. But you had many, 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 many people in the swamp that are still there. Still there, Republican and Democrat, they're entrenched, and you got to vote them out. Unfortunately, when it takes a decade or so to get them in, it takes a decade or so to get them out, does it not?
That's exactly right. Incumbency is a big, big plus, obviously, especially when you're always running, essentially you're always running for office when you're in Congress because of the election cycle. But that's right. And Paul Ryan had, you know, all this trouble, all this drama, it would seem, with President Trump as a candidate and so forth. I don't think they ever really came together, obviously, in order to get things done. One would wonder what things would be like if, from the very beginning, that they would have been supportive not only of the nominee, the party's nominee, but of course go full speed ahead once he became president.
Well, this was not Donald Trump's party until in the last, I'd say, 6 months or so, and the polls keep holding up for Donald Trump. His polling numbers are as high or higher than anybody before him right now, and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that is people are finally waking up. Okay, now on the telephone line, we've got Picasso. What's up there, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, everybody? I heard that Ryan had his hands in the dossier, that the fake one that had all the nasty stuff before the election.
Well, that's a rumor. It's not been proven, and I'm not going to go there.
I qualified as that, too. Anyway, you know, we're all about the Trumps. We're all about Trump and tweets and the wall. And I don't know about you, but I've got one that Kyle can analyze here for you. The CNN and others, President wrote, fake news universe were going wild about my signing mega hats for our military in Iraq and Germany. If these brave young people ask me,
well,
to
then
sign
count
their
me,
gui- hat,
count
I,
me
I
guilty.
Will.
Count me guilty. I've signed mega hats at the Trump rallies here in Tampa when people came up, hey, Captain, can you sign my Make America Great Again hat? They couldn't get to Trump, but they could get to me.
Can you imagine if he said no? He said, can you imagine if I said no? We bought and gave no hats and fake news.
Let me date myself. Vietnam. Okay, Bob Hope and the tourists came over, remember?
Yeah.
They'd bring a lot of the big generals with them and whatnot. They'd never bring a lot of big political folks with them, but they might bring the Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, or whoever it was at the time, you know. But McNamara, I remember seeing him, meeting him. And, of course, I had a T-shirt, my Army Green T-shirt. And, of course, I should have been court-martialed because, guess what? My Army Green T-shirt was signed personally by Ann Margaret.
So, thank God we let you pass on that one.
Well, I could have been court-martialed for that, just like these guys in these hats. Give me a break. Give me a freaking break. You're in a forward operating base, in a forward operating zone, with the enemy just over the horizon, and you're supposed to stand there and behave like you're perfect little men and women. No, uh-uh. You do, you know, they give you a certain amount of stuff to go with, and I have no problem with all the hats that he signed. As a matter of fact, the only thing he did not do that he got accused of illegally or lying about was they were saying, well, he must be giving away all these hats. No, he's not. They had them.
Well, the military likes him, if not more.
They love
very affectionate towards
him. They love him.
And I got all the speech and lots of stuff over on the site, TrumpTwitterWall.com. If you missed it, you got to come over and see the reaction to Melania. They went crazy.
Let me tell you something. First lady in a forward combat operating area ever.
Well, I like her a lot.
I love those boots.
Humble, yeah.
Something you mentioned, that you mentioned, Picasso, about the idea the military likes Trump. That's one of the reasons why I think the media is trying to make some issue out of him signing hats, as if he brought the hats with him.
Yeah.
Because it makes trying to make him look bad.
Yeah. Well, they're trying everything they can to make him look bad, but, you know, he's standing strong.
We are not stupid. The American people are not stupid. We're not going to sit here. We're not going to kowtow to these morons that are out there, and that's why I keep playing these little short versions of some of these clips. By the way, I've got Jim Acosta I'm sitting on. If I play that, I'll probably catch the radio on fire across the country in the cabs of these trucks.
I heard he said something. I didn't catch it.
Oh, my God. He did it again. Yep.
I heard he did something. He was substituting for somebody and said something on a show.
Yeah, Wolf Blitzer.
I think more people are just moving. You know, you can pick up news and information on all kind of platforms, which is our idea, you know, online, on your phone. And you were way ahead of the time pumping out your podcast. But people are just going to move away. And the young people, they like the phone so much, and they're getting their news and other sources, you know.
Yeah, they are. And they are listening on phones now. I mean, I see a lot of people driving down the road with the phones in their windshields. But Picasso, got to let you go because you're coming up on a break. Thanks again, my friend.
Military people, come over. I got something for you.
Okay, give us a website.
TrumpTwitterWall.com. I got some episodes for World War II they'll really enjoy.
All right, see you later. All right, that's Picasso. And Kyle, you know, speaking of the military, of course, near and dear to my heart, my son, myself, my brother and sister veterans, many, many people that I keep running across every day. By the way, I'm getting involved in the Warrior Games in Tampa here in 2019. Mm-hmm. They're coming in June, and they've asked me to become involved, and I am going to become part of that movement. Don't know exactly what I'm doing yet, but I am definitely going to be involved in that.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool indeed.
Yep. So I can't wait. And we're working along with the Wounded Warriors on that one, too, by the way. Okay, Kyle Warren is going to be right back with me, and I'll be right back with you. And, wow, what a morning, and what a bunch of nice, great calls we had there. Thanks very much. We're going to get into some military and veterans news when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
You know,
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Border battle. President Trump and Democrats still at odds over the border wall as the partial government shutdown rolls on. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of the country. Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot. On Wall Street, the Dow up 260 points, the NASDAQ up 25, the S&P 500 up 21. And the latest unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and our first edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. With two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, the other one up in right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area, because yesterday Bo and I had breakfast, had a great breakfast with Bo and a great discussion. And Bo, if you're listening this morning, stay low, my friend. But here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, because they've got a website you can go to, schedule a tour at one of the National Aviation Academy locations. You'll be glad you did, because they will take you around, show you what they can do. And we had conversations yesterday. We had a caller call in yesterday, not a caller, an email come in yesterday from a question from a listener. And this is your future we're talking about here. This is your future where you can start out 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, $90,000 a year or more with your very first job as a vocational aviation maintenance tech from a vocational school. This is important to you. NAA.edu, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. Okay, Kyle Warren is with me. Kyle, you know, we talked about the U.S. leaving Syria and leaving a vacuum there and what it's going to do and this, that, and the other. But what people are not realizing is that a long-winded discussion was held with Turkish leader Erdogan, and I've gotten wind as to some of what's going on here. He is a member of NATO, correct?
That's right.
He needs to start acting like a member of NATO, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
And if he does not, he will no longer be in NATO, correct?
That's right.
And that entitles him to all sorts of little privileges and money from here, this place and that place and all that sort of stuff. And no matter how much money Russia would throw at him, no matter how much money China might throw at him, no matter what North Korea might try to do with him if they were trying to get involved in the mix, none of what he's got going now, living high on the hog, would remain in effect.
That's correct, yes.
So, all that being said, he's being given the opportunity with his forces, with the with the Kurdish forces that are there, the anti-ISIS forces that are in that region, to go in there and finally wipe ISIS out. Now, contrary to public opinion, you got to look and see where these stories are coming from. And they talk about, well, once the U.S. leaves Syria, there's going to be this offensive against the Kurd forces there. Not necessarily, because if he does that, he's done. He's out.
Well, of course, and this is part of what the deal really is, and there's been a lot of drama with Turkey, and of course, you know, he believes, I think Erdogan believes, being courted by other factors, shall we say, in all this. But this is part of the deal. If America is going to take the 2,200 special operations troops out of Syria, generally speaking, then
they're not going far.
That's right. They're going across the border, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And we've got artillery sitting right on that border, ready to just keep pounding, pounding, pounding. We've got drones up in the air. We've got satellites. We've got our air superiority. They cannot win. They cannot win. I'm talking about ISIS. They cannot win.
Well, that's right. And, of course, President Trump, you know, essentially declaring ISIS destroyed. They're just about destroyed, one would think. But again, this is not an issue where we have to have things in perpetuity going on the way that we have had them go on. And I think President Trump is simply trying to make those adjustments sooner than later. But of course, as you mentioned, you know, you still have the artillery, you have air power, you have the ongoing intelligence operations, the ability to strike with drones. ISIS will be completely devastated in a short amount of time.
Now, meanwhile, back in Iraq, one of our nemesis chimed in again. And, of course, the Iraqis were mad that the president didn't stick around to talk to the Iraqis. But when you're in a forward operating base in a military combat area, you do not sit there with your commander-in-chief on the ground for an unlimited amount of time waiting for the guys to catch up to him from Baghdad.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think primarily the visit was, of course, to encourage the troops at Christmas time and to be able to bring some cheer there for them, obviously. But you're absolutely right. These kinds of operations, Captain, just to get Air Force One, get the president in whatever aircraft he might be flying on that day, in and out of such an area, requires a lot of planning, and time is not on your side. When you're doing that, you want to get in, and you want to be able to evacuate the president as soon as you can after he accomplishes what he went there to do.
So that little short, fat, pro-Iranian militia leader, Muqtada al-Sadr, chimes up yesterday and warns the president. He says, you better pull out your troops or we'll eject them by other means. Well, have at it. See how good you're going to do with that one.
Right, yeah, good luck with that, you know, kind of thing. But, yeah, exactly. And that's posturing, and that's nothing new. But, you know, that's, as you said, have at it. See what happens.
Yeah, very much so. And, of course, it is what it is. And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we are talking about our military news and different things going on in the world in which the military lives right now. Because that's what we do here. And the other thing is when you look at where we're at, and when the president shows up in a combat situation, which he did in Iraq, and he takes the first lady with him, which was the first time this has happened in recorded history. We didn't see Franklin Delano Roosevelt on the battlefield or within gunshot, so to speak, of the enemy or anything else. This was the first time this happened, and I'm very proud to say that we have a first lady that did just that.
Well, exactly right. And I think that she has a lot of respect in the military. You might recall when she went to fly on the Osprey aircraft, that was a big, big cause to celebrate. And so she just simply seems to have really endeared herself to the folks in the military, and they respect her and they like her. And, you know, it's a really big compliment for her.
Now, also, folks, if you think that the military is going anywhere anytime soon in Afghanistan, there are no orders anywhere along. General Dunford cautioned his troops to guard against the rumors that are out there, because the mainstream, lamestream, fake news media is trying to make all sorts of things happen that aren't happening. We just aren't going to go. I don't care what's going to happen. We aren't going to go anywhere in Afghanistan because of what's at stake there. Number one, we've invested so much in trying to keep the Afghanis, going in a forward direction. And what is it that's in Afghanistan that is so valuable that we aren't getting of, I say?
And what would that be?
What is it? It's lithium.
Oh, that's right.
And what is lithium used for?
Yeah, for batteries.
And they have the world's largest unlimited amount of lithium ever found there, being mined by the Chinese with North Korean work crews doing it, and we're providing the protection. Now, I think we ought to get some of the lithium out of there, but this is what they're doing so that they don't raise the poppy and get back into the drug business.
Yeah, right. I was just going to mention about the poppies. That's what they have been famous for a long time, for better or for worse. But certainly, we hear about the possible drawdown of troops. There are these negotiations evidently going on with the Taliban. There will be probably a reduction at some point in the future. But you're right. They have to take into consideration all these different factors. And one of the things, though, Captain, too, is that the Russians, for example, would love to make sure that Afghanistan continues to be a real source of irritation for the American administration and for the American forces there and other players as well. So we're fighting those kinds of elements at the same time.
And in the meantime, we need to start paying close attention to what the Russians are doing in our own hemisphere, because there are reports now of Russia building an air base on a Venezuelan island with the blessing of Mr. Maduro. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. We'll take another look, truckers across America, at the highways and byways tonight. Got a report from Minnesota tonight. We'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy. easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine. Aw, 10-4, pig pen. For sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us a front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Arizona, noon on the 7th of June, when they highballed over the pass. Dog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bores, seat cover starting to gain. Now fever you trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain.
Come on, boy,
to C.W. McCall, one of the most famous trucking songs ever from the movie Convoy, and that is the song Convoy. And joining me right now again, Kyle Warren, co-hosting with me tonight. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. First of all, this report coming from Burnsville, Minnesota. And George up there. George, hope you're doing well. Keep the heat turned on. He says it's 34 degrees and falling, Captain. Light snow and ice pellets in the air right now. Got to be careful on the bridges, I-35E, I-35W. The overpasses, too, they're wet now, but they likely will freeze in the hours to come as the temperature falls. We'll see light snow north of Minneapolis all the way up to Duluth, Minnesota. And I can tell you right now, George, what I'm looking at is showing me more than light snow. How about you, Kyle?
Well, that's exactly right. We're seeing almost whiteout conditions in many areas in the Midwest.
That's right.
Northern states. And what we're seeing, of course, even people who have tweeted out and some even official agencies tweeting out these kinds of photographs, it's bad all over the place. And it's not going to get better very quickly. And people have to obviously take into account these warnings to stay in and not go out and get on the
road. Well, here's what we got. We've got two major long-duration winter storms in the central and northern part of the country and southwestern part of the country coming across I-40, I-10. Let's see here, running north and south up and down I-25, as well as I-17. And you've also got sections of I-70, I-80, I-90, I-94, I-29, I-35. Most of Minnesota is inundated with some sort of snow. North Dakota blizzard warnings right now. It's moved further to the east than what it was earlier, but they're just having all kinds of problems. Winds blowing 60 miles an hour or more, gusts with snow. You cannot see where you're going. South Dakota, Nebraska, I-80, central Nebraska. And coming out of the Four Corners section tonight, Kyle, out of Arizona, and we now have some ice in the mountains of Nevada along that border, Kingman and, Kingman and Las Vegas area coming down in, dropping down in there. San Bernardino Mountains, there's snow in the mountains there. I-10, you're going to have some fog to contend with as well before you get into the real cold stuff, which is going to be east of Phoenix, I-17 up into Flagstaff, I-40 east of Flagstaff, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, El Paso, Texas. It looks like we've got a lot of different weather conditions, and the conditions are deteriorating, not getting better, as that storm is going to move for the next couple of days straight across to the east.
That's right. And even in the southwest, you mentioned Santa Fe and so forth. But between Albuquerque and Santa Fe on Interstate 25, that was closed for a time. Motorists actually getting stuck in the snow until it could be reopened after the conditions improved there. Literally, no matter where you are, doesn't matter how far north you are, but in certain areas too, you can still encounter this this major snow. And of course, also, Captain, we've got all that storm and rain going across the southern part of the U.S. and causing a lot of problems there.
Well, we've got flood warnings across a lot of Mississippi, the southeastern end of Louisiana as well, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, flash flood warnings, and a lot of evacuations in that area right now. I-10, if you're going across I-10, you're going to have, Pensacola, Mobile, across Mississippi, across Louisiana, I-12 as well, I-55, I-59. You got rain up about halfway through Louisiana before you run out of it. I-59, you'll have rain all the way. And then you've got rain tonight up into the mountains of Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and that could change. The weather could change. Temperatures could drop, and you could have a real zoo up there, too, as this other front that's coming across gets there. And then, just to complicate things, the lake effect snow machine has kicked in for everything east of Syracuse, I-81, I-87, north-south, I-90, all the way to Boston, all of New England, and all of northern Maine, with the snow machine kicking in tonight.
That's right. Once that comes off the Great Lakes, it's really a force to be reckoned with.
And Idaho, Boise, you've got snow. You've got snow in Montana. It looks like 4th of July. You might be throwing chains over 4th of July tonight. In Utah, west of Utah, I-80, you definitely have snow along the road there. And again, just keep an eye on the weather. Pay attention and don't let it get the better of you. Don't get out there in the middle of somewhere and you're not ready.
Absolutely. And those who are traveling because it's their work or out in trucks and the truckers.
You mean the truckers?
The truckers, that's right. Because
just-in-time freight?
The just-in-time freight.
FedEx, FedEx, U.S. Mail.
That's right.
Got to keep it going.
And people expect them to get their two-day shipping and all this stuff. But obviously these people are working so hard, Captain, and they're in some very, very difficult conditions. But you got to stay safe. And you got to make sure you have your emergency equipment or kits with you as well, and be careful out
there. Well, here's what they told me one time. We were in Wyoming, and they closed the gates on the highway, and they said, can you get past the gate and get on the road? I said, yeah, but you know what that means. You're out there by yourself. Have you got chains? Yeah. Well, throw the chains on and go. Okay, let's drift on over here because we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, with us. Good morning. Hello, and you got some breaking news?
Hello,
Denise.
Oh, this is Sean.
Oh, well, Sean, hang on. I got to get to Denise. All right. So, Sean, we'll let you call us back in a little bit. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Is that you?
It is me. Good
morning. All right. All right. You had some breaking news about Venezuela. Now, we've been talking about this for a while, that Venezuela and Russia was working out some sort of military arrangement. But now it looks like as if the arrangement is going to be to build an airbase on an island off Venezuela's coast.
Yeah, according to Venezuelan law, that cannot be done. But, of course, we have a nutcase running the country down there, so he's actually approved it. There is an island off the northeast coast of Venezuela called La Orchilla, and there's really nothing there except there's what looks to be a very long airstrip, not in the best of shape, and a couple of outbuildings, and looks to be some, like a pile of fuel towers. And so interestingly enough, Russia has convinced Venezuela that, hey, we flew our bombers in there, remember that one?
I do.
Last week, okay. And we would like to keep this little island, make it into an air base so we can always just land there and refuel and whatnot. So I would say this is very, very concerning. I mean, this is getting close to something like the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, and we all know what happened then.
Well, exactly. And, yeah, because I might...
Oh, hi, Kyle.
Oh, hey. Hi, Denise. How are you tonight? This morning.
Good. Thank
good.
You.
Oh, very good. Well, just as you were talking about this, I was thinking that, as you mentioned about the Cuban Missile Crisis, that, you know, we're talking about supersonic strategic bombers that would be using this island base. And
hold that thought, everybody, because we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we got to take our top of the hour news break. We're coming back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her article, see what she's up to, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.